The following is a presentation of the Premier Dance Network.
Welcome to The Stage Right Side with James Whiteside. I'm James, and I'm here with Jack Fervor.
Hello.
She's absolutely mad, and we'll get into more of that. But I just wanted to give you guys an update on what's going on at the Met right now. It is week 4, if I am correct, and we are doing Les Corsaires, and we wrapped up La Fille Mal Gardée, which apparently means the poorly guarded girl.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. She was so poorly guarded that, you know, I got her.
Hot.
It was super hot.
Very, like, good job, bro.
Yeah, I totally nailed her.
Totally nailed it. I totally nailed that girl in that tutu.
She wasn't wearing a tutu, though. Oh. She was wearing a farmer, like, milkmaid outfit. And I was wearing yellow tights, which really are just
not... Hot tights, bro.
Not my fave. Also, side note, I went down to the cafeteria, and one of the lunch... makers.
That's so rude.
And one of the lunch ladies.
Wait, it's a gentleman. What do you call a lunch lady man?
A lunch lady man.
Whatever. He's super nice and I really enjoy him. And he said to me, hey, were you in the play? And I, first of all, I mean,
absolutely.
The play is almost as rude as lunch lady man. So I was like,
I live for the play at ABT. It's like, come to ABT and see the play.
Oh, we're playing, all right.
Okay.
So I said, when? And he was like, oh, a few days ago. And I was like, oh, yeah, yeah. Was it La Fille Mal Gardée? And he was like,
That's what I would have said.
And I was like, okay, I don't know then, like, if I was the one you're thinking of. And he was like, what were you wearing?
Oh, that's so hot. Yeah.
And I was like, yellow. And he was
yellow,
like,
tights.
He was like, yeah.
Yes.
And he was like, you were funny.
Yes.
And I was like, thank you so much. Can I have more green beans, please?
Yeah, totally. Well, you are funny. I mean, you weren't in Sleeping Beauty, you weren't funny. You were amazing. That was so, I remember when you finished your variation and I turned to Jeremy and I said, oh, God, I bet her ankles really hurt right now. That was so
glass.
Crazy. Glass. And we came back, and I was like, how are your ankles, queen? And you're like, glassy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a real shattered sort of...
it's so amazing.
A shattered, you know, Biscoff cookie in a Delta flight, you know?
Yeah, it is. It's absolute terror panic. But it's really good. It is so beautiful.
Well, speaking of Sleeping Beauty, I'm doing that the last week of the Met with ABT soloist Cassandra Trenary.
Get it, Cassie.
And she's like the... Like, let me just... I really need to say this right now. She's, like, it.
She's so major.
She's gonna be just fine.
Yeah.
So...
We are not worried about Miss Cassie.
Go to abt.org and get tickets to see her, not me, all right? Because she's worth it.
And you are worth it too, queen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's the update. We're doing Corsair right now, which is about a pirate, and I play the pirate, and no eye patches or anything, and I'm supposed to wear this, like, sort of bandana-esque turban-y thing, which I refused to do, and I made them... let me wear, like, a Karate Kid sort
of. D-I-V-A.
Yeah. I mean, my head is literally, like, the size of a pencil eraser, so I try to, like, keep it
We're different
balanced
that way.
With hair.
I'm a real lollipop head.
A real, like, blow pop, what have you.
I'm a movie star, so skinny stick body and a giant head.
Fill up that screen, girl.
Yeah, hello, Kroon.
Fill it up.
Ew. Oh, my God. When I was getting my iced coffee on the way here, by the way, I stopped at that, I don't know, like, that you go to get a movie, or you can also get, like, a nice coffee.
Yeah.
And the boy was like, oh, and I couldn't believe it. And she was so rude to me or whatever. And the other guy was like, oh, I fucking hate it. La, la, la. And then he came to me and I said, was some patron really just rude to you right now? And he was like, yeah, I mean, she was, it's like, you're that old. Why would you be that mean in your last years of life? And I was like, work. And he said she gave a really complicated order and then she just put a nickel into the tip. I want to take this public format to say that if someone, if you do a complicated order or someone makes you a fancy coffee drink, you have, if it's just the coffee drink, that's a dollar. I was like, that's so crazy that she didn't tip. And then I, like, carried on and was really loud. I love being loud when I come to Lincoln Center, just to shake things up, just to make it seem like we're not above 14th Street for a moment. Bringing the downtown up.
Well, I have a philosophy. I believe it doesn't make any sense, so it's not really a philosophy. It's more just like what I want to do. I really appreciate tipping everyone. I know it's like this sort of Latin American, you know, like drill in my brain, but I get genuine satisfaction from tipping literally everyone.
I think it's important. Yeah. I mean, I didn't grow up with money, so I have a deep appreciation for labor.
Yeah.
In like, that way.
I mean, especially if your coffee order is annoying. Which, I mean, like, everyone's is.
Everyone's order for everything is annoying. If you're ordering something, that's annoying. So it's really, we have to take care of those people.
Yeah.
It's important. We're blessed. We're blessed that you dance and I do whatever it is I do.
Speaking of which, let's get down to Tass Brax.
Yes.
So, Jack, will you tell me a little bit about what the hell you do?
What the hell you do? I am a choreographer, and I'm a choreographer and a playwright, and I like that you keep directing my mouth to the mic. I am a playwright and a choreographer and a director.
Queen, this is not NPR.
Oh, I'm a... a playwright and a choreographer and a directress, and I make performance pieces that are based on psychology and politics, and they're funnier than I'm making them sound right now. And I use whatever I want to use for them. So my background was as an actor, and I moved to New York from doing a film, but I also went to the Martha Graham School of Contemporary Dance, and I studied dance for a long time as well, and then I started making these pieces, which are a mix of both. Almost a musical, just without the songs, but we'll get to that later.
So, can you tell me about the first piece you ever made?
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, that's dark. The first piece I ever made, I was 20.
Mm-hmm. And were you still, like, doing TV at this point?
Or? I'd done Strangers with Candy, and it was in the summer, and I'd made some pieces in high school, but yeah. I don't feel that really counts. And this piece, I'd been at Williamstown Theater Festival acting, and someone from there was curating a thing downtown, and she knew that I was interested in dance as well as theater, and so she asked me to make something, and I made this piece based on Ophelia from Hamlet, where I used all of Ophelia's text, and then things I wrote in response to that text, and then three dances, and put that all together. And at the end, I had this very Graham moment, where when I gave people the flowers, when I was giving the imaginary court their flowers before killing myself... I had this person design a dress that would just be ribbons I would pull out, and when I pulled those ribbons, the dress was doubled up many times under in jersey, and so it would flood out, and then I did this kind of lamentation variation inside of the dress while I drowned.
Oh my god.
It was a real, you know, always bringing the D for drama.
Yeah, and it sounds like a real, like, you know, getting your scarf caught in your convertible kind of
absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a real Isadora moment for that. And then I just made more, I stopped being as interested in dance at that point for different reasons. And I just made more sort of performance art. I had seen Karen Finley, who's this really amazing performance artist, and I started to make work that was sort of more inspired from that. And then I came back into making full-length work at 27.
And where was that presented?
My first full-length piece was presented at Dixon Place.
What is that?
It is a downtown theater that at that point was, like, in this woman's living room, basically. Uh-huh. Like, downtown, girl. Like, on the Bowery. It used to be across from the New Museum, where the New Museum is now.
And what was the name of that piece?
That piece was called When We Were Young and Filled with Fear.
Do you remember any monologues from that? Give me, like, a line or something.
A line.
Give me a line.
I remember that we began it. Yeah, we're just here in your dressing room doing cocaine and doing a podcast. NBD. Corey and Danielle don't walk by. Anyhow, what was the line? It began by me doing the Never Ending Story. I ran around throwing myself on the floor to Maria Callas singing Medea. And then it went into a blackout, and then I screamed, Bastion, why won't you call my name? And then me and this boy did the Grain of Sand part from that. And then it moved on into a piece about childhood trauma and other funny stuff that I am still making work about. Can you imagine the Neverending Story labyrinth? What was the one? Yeah. I was Return to Oz. I was obsessed
I've
with Return to Oz.
I've never seen Return to Oz.
It's amazing. Yeah. It is. I mean, she gets sent to. I saw it when I was 8. It's what's really solidified for me that I had to be an actress. Mm-hmm. And she and I used a whole chunk of it in a piece I made in 2011, 2012. Mm-hmm. She gets sent to get electroshock therapy.
For what?
To forget about Oz. Because she keeps being like, oh, I miss my friends, like the Tin Man and stuff.
Yeah, totally.
And so Aunt
what
M.
What actress is this?
Fairuza Balk. Okay.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Like, back from The Craft.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Aunt M, who's played by Piper Laurie, who plays Carrie's mom and Carrie.
Oh,
is
my
like,
God, yes.
She's like, you gotta sleep, Dorothy. She and then she's like, I'm going to take you to the clinic tomorrow. And then she takes you to this clinic, and it just careens out of control from there. It is out of control. I don't want to give too many spoilers, but there's a witch who has removable heads. She's taken all the beautiful women's heads from Oz, and she switches them and puts on whatever head she wants.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
The evil gnome king who's changed everything is wearing the ruby slippers, and so at one point he lifts
evil
up...
Evil gnome queen.
Yeah, okay. He lifts up his skirt, and he's like, are you looking for these, Dorothy? And she goes, my ruby slippers. And he goes, no, my ruby slippers. Can you imagine? I mean, and I was 8, just like, hands in my face.
Yeah.
Being like, that's it. That's okay. What I want to do.
So, side note about the original Wizard
Let's
of Oz.
Let's open as many hoops as we can of conversation.
Yeah,
and just
we're getting there.
Flipping through them.
So, when I was young, I was obsessed with the Wizard of Oz. And my friend Ricky and I were convinced that we could bring Judy back.
Oh,
so we would have
bro,
seances.
Such a queen.
No.
Like, deep. Born that way.
B.T. Dubs. And we would turn off all the lights and get a solitary candle in a, you know, what are the long ones called?
A taper?
A taper. We get a taper.
I can't believe I just remember that.
I mean.
Well, what am I talking about? I'm like,
do you guys know, also, side note, a taper is a really, really hysterical looking animal. T-A-P-I-R. Google that.
Get into it.
Get
into that hysterical animal, queens.
The naturist.
It's a real, like, 5:30 in the afternoon after I've had a long day of rehearsal, and you have just done Le Corsair.
Oh, P.S., yeah, I'm...
Let's open another hoop. P.S., I'm also doing this, and I'm also doing that.
Literally just got off stage doing from Le Corsair.
Swollen knees and all.
I was Ali the slave, and now my knees look like literal, like, grapefruits under my skin. So, yeah, I'm going to be, you know...
Just sit in a second.
I'm going to need, like, wheels instead of, like, feet.
Hooves.
Yeah, that would be nice, actually. Like, a real Rosie the Robot moment.
In Return to Oz, there's these wheelers, and they're these men who have wheels instead of hands and feet, and they wheel around. It's so terrifying.
That sounds like a trend that,
it's
like,
amazing.
The kids might like. You know, like...
Get
you know,
into it.
Like a hoverboard.
Get into it. Look up a taper and look up Return to Oz.
So, back to the real
Where?
Oz.
Back to... Oh, yeah, you and your friend Ricky.
So, we would be
Lest.
Like... We would get a lemon wedge, and we would, like, hold it over the candle, over the taper.
A lemon wedge over the candle. Uh-huh.
And we'd be like, Judy.
What?
Judy, are you with us? And we'd, like, squeeze the lemon over the candle, and it would, like, crackle and crackle. And if it went out, she was there. And we'd run around being like, ah, Judy!
That is, who came up with that? It had to be a lemon wedge, and if it went out. Who came up with that?
This is, like... American childhood 101 right
That's
now.
That's amazing.
Like, if you can't afford a Ouija board,
yeah.
Do this.
Do that. Hold a lemon wedge over a candle. Listen up, little gays. If you can't afford an Ouija board, get a lemon wedge and a candle. That's amazing. Get your bottom lashes on. and call out for Judy.
Judy, are you with us?
I'm dying. I'm so hot in this room that we turned off the AC, but I live.
So since we're in my dressing room,
it helps me stretch. It's helping me like stretch out my old witch legs.
We're in my dressing room, actually my dressing room this time, because Roberto's here, bless. And so we're on the traffic side because I have windows in my dressing room.
Bougie.
And so the traffic's really noisy, but also the air conditioning, if I turn it on, literally sounds like the whole building is using a vibrator.
Work!
I know. Work! So, back to you, Dottie.
Yeah, back to me. Back to me. Okay, so let's open this loop. I have a show June 30th through July 2nd at The Kitchen, which people should come see.
What's the website?
What is the web? I mean, it's at The Kitchen, but it's also through American Dance Institute. So if you Google if you Google Jack Fervor, ADI, as in Apple's Dorothy Institution, and then NYC, as in Now You're... That's a hard one without swearing.
Now you're cartoonish.
Okay, yeah. Now you're consciousness. Jack Fervor, ADI, NYC. It'll come up. My show is called I Want You to Want Me, and it is about a young woman who leaves America to join a dance company in France, only to find out that that company is run by the witch. And I play the witch, and I also play her boyfriend in the beginning. So I get to do a straight drag and a witch drag. And I myself live somewhere between there, but probably closer to the witch drag.
I think it's a nice, like, pong effect.
It is. You get to hear me,
you know, talk like this and, like, be a bro and like, walk around like how straight guys walk.
And then really hiss around like a witch. And that sounded very Carol Channing, whereas the witch is... And really hiss around like a witch. Thoroughly Modern Millie was so important for me as a kid.
I never saw that.
Oh my God, that's a real take your gay card back. Yeah. That you don't know raspberries? Did you see her be the white queen in the live action version of Alice Through the Looking Glass, where she sings Jam Today, Jam Yesterday, but never ever Jam Today? Oh, you jam tomorrow, jam yesterday, but never ever jam today. You have to see it. You're going to die.
Is this the one with Whoopi Goldberg?
Is Whoopi Goldberg in it?
She's like a cat or something?
I don't know. She might be. Mm-hmm. She totally might be. I mean, I remember, I think, who else is in it that I can call? I can't remember. We're running out of time. So my show, when I play the witch, what does she sound like? She's like, what's the opening line? In the summer, I get very... hot mind. I don't remember the rest of my lines, but I don't have them memorized. But there'll be ballet, there'll be horror. I'm into it. Come. I'm expecting you to come, and you have to bring Bella and Alexi.
Yes, I'm going to bring all of my friends.
Yes.
So, what are the dates again?
June 30th through July 2nd.
Okay.
At The Kitchen on 19th Street. That's being presented by American Dance Institute.
Amazing. I will be there with all of the bells.
With all of the bells. I know, and we talked about how bummed I am to miss you being Prince Desiree.
AKA Desire.
Hello. in my favorite Sleeping Beauty I've ever seen. Yeah. It's the best one. I mean, it looks like, you know, $15 million. And it's hard.
Yeah.
But incroyable.
So I also, like, I wanted to try something a little different, and I thought maybe
I'll do anything different.
I thought maybe we could, like, sing a song together.
What song should we sing?
Oh, gosh, that's a really good question.
Have you, I don't know if we talked about this, but I feel like right before this, have you seen Gypsy? Do you know Gypsy?
I know of Gypsy. I know Gypsy's Tramps and Thieves. Do you know that one?
I don't. I mean, I know the musical Gypsy, but only as sung by Bernadette Peters.
Okay.
Because I'm obsessed with Bernadette Peters.
I don't know anything about these gay things.
That is so not true. You do full on drag and you know like all things. I don't know, like, I don't know what. Oh, who's coming in? It's Danielle.
Danielle Simkin, ladies and gentlemen.
Danielle Simkin.
Welcome, everybody.
Simkin.
Hi, everybody.
Cheers. Hi, Danielle. All right. Hi, I like what you're wearing.
We're going to take a break right now.
Podcasting?
We're podcasting, yes.
Wow.
Danielle is looking chic.
Danielle,
you look right now.
Totally. You are very chic in that kind of...
Thank you.
Yeah, it's very black and white.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. What are you wearing on top? Who is that?
This is Anne.
Anne de Mulemeester on the top and the feet, and the shorts are?
Oak.
And the shorts
Oak
are
NYC.
Oak.
And, you know, with that, I'd like to thank our sponsors, Little
Kim.
Little Kim. Welcome back to the Stage Right Side. I'm James Whiteside.
And I'm Jack Ferber.
And I'd like to thank Lil' Kim for sponsoring the show.
Thank you, Lil' Kim. You're welcome. Stomp, stomp, stomp.
I wonder where medium Kim is.
I want to know where large Kim is. I want to know. Thank you, large Kim. You're welcome. Thank you, medium Kim. You're welcome. Thank you, Lil' Kim. You're welcome.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, can we sing a song?
What song do you want to sing?
I want you to choose it because I can't think.
Let's try and do some Madonna songs that we don't remember anymore.
Okay, that's
Let's try and do Rain.
Rain,
feel it on my fingertips, hear it on my window pane, your love's coming down. Okay, we need to do
I don't know the words.
Let's do Bad Girl. I like that I'm really picking, like, not the most
I don't know what Bad Girl is.
That's the word. She's like, bad girl, drunk by six, kissing some kind of strangers. Actually, Parker, when I was at Parker's house, she was like, you want to hear my Madonna impersonation? And I was like, yeah. And she goes, this is Parker Posey, by the way. And people are going to be like, who's Parker? Parker Posey. And she...
People are going to be like, who's Parker Posey? Google.
Oh, my God. If you're like, who's Parker Posey? Get out! That reminds me. I want to open another loop.
Okay.
How we need to do a drag, and I'm going to say this here, where I'm Glenn Close, and you're Rose Byrne, and we do Damages. It's, like, so high concept.
So if you haven't seen the television genius program, Damages...
Google it. Everything. Jack Ferber, I want you to want me. Parker Posey, Taper, Damages, Google. What were we saying? Oh, back, get out. Oh, and so she was like, do you want to hear my Madonna impersonation? She's like, yeah. And she goes, bad girl, drunk by six, kissing some kind of stranger's lips. Not happy when I act this way. That's the only one I can do it to. It really, really got me. Oh, Father?
Hold on.
Do you know that one?
I'm opening another loop here.
Yes.
So Madonna
looks
conspicuously like Johnny Depp as the Mad Hatter.
That's out of control. I can't believe you said that. And true. And
next
true.
Time you see the, like, Mia Wasa-Hwasa,
it
like,
looks
poster.
Like Mia Wykowski and the Mad Hatter combined, because the hair is the Mia Wykowski, like, Alice hair, and then
That's
you're seeing that Madonna's
Madonna.
Rest of her look.
The whole face is Madonna. Like, full gap, full, like, blown-out eyelashes, white face. It's insane. Next time a bus drives by with Johnny Depp's drag queen face on it, be like, oh, Madonna.
Or Google it.
Google that.
What other songs could we... You're too tired and I have also rehearsed. What's
Madonna,
another...
Let's stick with Madonna. Don't tell me love isn't true. It's just something that we do.
I hate that song
so
much.
Bad.
Music? Is that music?
Music, yeah.
Oh, God, I hated that
but
whole album.
But I do like the guitar riff.
Oh, I hated that. What about something from Ray of Light? Faster than a ray of light. I don't know that one.
I feel like you need to be on drugs to enjoy that song.
Perhaps.
And
maybe
I'm not on
I
drugs.
Was when it came out. The Miranda sings.
And I feel like I've just got home. And I feel...
That's really good.
Yeah.
Come on, Vogue, Vogue.
Everybody dance. Tim Curry sings Vogue.
Everybody
dance to the music.
It was like, that's quite very good. This also kind of sounded like David Bowie.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Who
Rip.
Else? Rip.
What?
Rip what? What's another Madonna song?
What about, like, an improv musical? Can we do that?
We can do an improv musical.
About
you can
Madonna.
Sing anything, and I will be able to sing along and flesh out a whole musical.
This.
Or I can begin it.
Okay.
I'll start it.
Mm-hmm.
This is supposed to be about Madonna.
Yeah.
I'm in Michigan. I'm not gonna live here anymore. I'm gonna move out to the city.
"This used to be my playground. That's a song I wrote.
And I'm gonna move away from this playground to the city." Let's say she's arrived in New York. "Hey, what's new, New York City?
Look at all the tall buildings.
Yes, I work here at this deli." Madonna worked at a deli for her first 5 years in New York. Did you know that?
No, but I can see her serving her own roast beef on a platter.
She would cut the cheese and the meat. A deli for the, Google it. For her first, Madonna's first 5 years in New York, she worked at Katz's Deli.
Oh, on the Lower East Side.
Can you imagine? It's not true, but imagine if it was. I love the idea of being like, "Would anyone like some soup today? I know someday I'll be really famous." I can't wait till I get my Tony. The Tonys are tomorrow. If you don't know what they are, Google it.
"I know someone named Tony.
I know someone named Tony. She was a real scream."
Do you remember the singer Tony?
No. Who's that?
It's like a early 90s sort of like dancey, housey, what have you.
No.
Google it.
Google it. I mean, I was a rave kid in the 90s. Mm-hmm. Early 90s, I mean, I was like in middle school, or like maybe even grade school still then.
I was like $1 old.
I was like so little in the early 90s. I was like just been born. I'm like actually only 16.
Ooh. You look really old.
It's because I work really hard.
I'm stressed.
I'm stressed out. I'm the most stressed out 16-year-old you've ever met. But I am happy about my Oscar.
All right, kids, we got to wrap this up. Go see Jack Fervor. Want You to Want Me at the Kitchen. Google Kitchen Jack Fervor, ADI NYC, and then you'll just be fine.
Buy a ticket. You'll be fine. June 30th through July 2nd. It is definitely the funniest thing I've ever written, and there's full stop ballet in it. As I said when I was talking to the person who was doing the press release, I said, it's post-Balanchine witch. Get into it.
Those are all my favorite words.
Serenade that.
And you can follow Jack on his social media outlets at
Jack Fervor, and on Instagram, Jay Fervor.
And I am James Whiteside. That's my name, but that
don't wear it out.
But you can't follow me as James Whiteside because there are like a million James Whitesides. Mm-hmm. The most,
you're on Facebook. You're a page.
I'm a page.
Someone can like
you. The most popular James Whiteside in the world is a lighting designer from London.
That's not true. It's you now.
I don't think it's me
anymore. It is. I'm sure it is. You're so famous.
Yeah.
Up here.
So, up here in this, like, 3-mile radius.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, my Instagram and my Twitter are JamesBWhiteside, Facebook.com/JamesBruceWhiteside, Snapchat, JamesBruceWhite, and my website is JamesWhiteside.org. That's right. I'm an organization.
Her. I mean, and my website's JackFervor.org, because when I did TV and film, and I still sometimes do TV and film. I still sometimes do TV and film. I wish I would have known you growing up. It's a real Leo Aquarius moment. Mine is jackfervor.org as well, because someone took .com and I was like, I'm not sending you $500 for my .com. Fuck you.
Man.
You know? Mm-hmm. I was like, whatever. I'm non-for-profit. Look at me. I'm gay. I gotta be non-for-profit. I make work for the queer children. Queer is a whole other thing, and I want us to talk about the word queer on the next podcast.
All right,
that I
next
do with
year.
You. Oh, no, I'm going to be back next week. I don't know who you have next week, but I'm going to be here anyway.
I don't know who I have next week either.
Just sitting in Corey's chair being like, well, that's what I thought about that. Rickety tickety. Whatever.
All right. Thank you, Jack Fervor, and thank you, me.
Yes, and especially me.
Me.